This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love to read, and there's one aspect of reading I particularly love. It's when a writer describes an emotion or thought that I've had without quite realizing it, and so makes my own experience more clear to me. A writer gives me a new word or phrase to describe something so that I can describe the world or human nature more accurately. Or a writer describes an experience that I've had, but assumed that no one else in the world had felt the same way. In this way, reading someone else's reflections makes my own life richer. For instance, I experienced this heightened clarity recently when I was reading I Am, the brilliant memoir by Isaac Mizrahi. Now, if you don't know much about Isaac Mizrahi, there's a lot to learn. He's an American fashion designer, TV presenter, and chief designer of the Isaac Mizrahi brand for Excel Brands. He's based in New York City, and he's best known for his eponymous fashion lines. He serves as a judge for Project Runway All-Stars. You may have seen his 1995 documentary, Unzipped, about the creation of one of his shows. I was struck by many of the observations and incidents in the memoir, but one stood out in particular because he describes something that I feel often and very strongly when I'm confronted by some work of art, whether visual or written, that I truly love. I've tried before to describe my version of this feeling to my daughters, Eliza and Eleanor, but I didn't put it into words as well as he did. Here's what Mizrahi writes about seeing the movie Funny Girl in his childhood. He writes, "It's such a cliche, a kid sitting in a dark theater, the world opening up, a kind of shifting. And yet that's truly the way it happened. That moment marked another first for me. This flood of inspiration was accompanied by a feeling of dread and a hint of resigned exhaustion. This particular mix of emotions has become a regular event in my life. Whenever I feel most inspired, I'm simultaneously struck by a feeling of sadness and exhaustion at seeing the distance left to go, the labor ahead to achieve anything near to capturing perfection on that level." And later he describes having the same feeling again as an adult. And this was in the spring of 1978 when he was at the Metropolitan Museum to visit the exhibit Richard Avedon Photographs, 1946 to 1976. Mizrahi writes, "Inspiration presented its usual double-edged sword. The Avedon exhibit filled me with inspiration, ideas, and an impulse to get to work, followed again by the familiar tinge of spiritual nausea. I floated among the beauty in that gallery, but I also sensed that this level of greatness could never be equaled. Contemplating the arduous road ahead, trying to get anywhere near that level of perfection, I felt defeat." Reading him describe his experience helped me articulate my own experience, which is a bit different. I have a feeling of exhaustion too and being overwhelmed, but also a feeling of frustration or obstruction, a feeling that things can't flow, a kind of pent-up pressure for what I see to be turned into something else, to be put to work by me. It's not enough to read it or see it. I have to make something else out of it, transform it, or copy it myself. And the problem is that, as Mizrahi points out, whatever I create or copy would be so inferior to whatever I'm responding to. It's discouraging and frustrating. Just as learning about ourselves can help us understand other people better, learning about other people can help us understand ourselves better. I'll post a link to I Am, the Isaac Mizrahi memoir, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.